Kigavuk, everybody. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Maikot and Daf Gimel, and good to be with you now that we have shifted to Maikot, very different than Megillah. As you undoubtedly learned yesterday, Maikot is mostly about two topics, which is work about work on Chol HaMoed, and most famously about Avelus. But it is certainly the first half of the Masechta that gets overlooked, kind of like the halachos of Melacha on Chol HaMoed. I feel like people mostly, for the most part, choose the Chol over the Moed, and so it is definitely valuable to learn about these halachos that certainly do exist. All right, either way, we're here at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis here. Just one technical programming note. There is a whole discussion in terms of, well, I guess not programming, but I guess a technical note about the Gemara itself. There's a note here. Chazal have a debate in terms of the text that we have in our Gemaras of Rashi. Rashi is unclear exactly. The Rashi here differs from the Rashi on the Rif. That's why if you'll see in the sides of your Gemaras, very often in the Gemaras we'll have, if you look at least in mine, has Rashi and Kaf Tuf Yud, that stands for Ksav Yad, which most people assume to be Rashi, and I'm not sure exactly who the other parish is, but if I'm not mistaken, it's one of Rashi's Talmidim. Either way, we will obviously refer to him as Rashi whenever we quote Rashi, but just you should know that it could very well be that that's not actually Rashi, and Rashi and Ksav Yad is quoted extensively throughout the Masechta. Okay, just to make note if it wasn't noted yesterday. Okay, we're here about 10-12 lines up here, and Beis Mabeis, right? Makes sense to start at the Tanan. If you remember, we had a Machlokas at the end of yesterday's Daf, where Machlokas, Rava, and Rav Yosef, in terms of what the Isser is, if you water on Shabbos, really. We started with Shabbos, then obviously we extended to, we're going to talk about Chol HaMoed, and then today we're going to talk about Shemitah. But either way, what's the issue of watering on Shabbos? Rabban and Rav Yosef, Rabban said Choresh, which is plowing, and Rav Yosef said Zoreah, which is, I guess, planting. Now, academically, that has very few nafkaminas on Shabbos, but when it comes to Shemitah, as you'll see in a second, it's going to have actual ramifications. Really will be a whole discussion in terms of what the deal is, because there are certain malachos that are usher and shvias, and shmitas are malachos, perhaps not, perhaps the toldos. We'll talk about exactly what's going on over here. But basically, we had that machlokas, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Again, Rabba said it was, which one? It was good. Let's see here. Rabba and Rav Yosef. Where was it? Just trying to find it on the daf. Higher, yeah, much higher. The top third of the daf, Rav Yosef says Zoreah, and Rabba says Choresh. Okay, so now Tanan, we're about 12 lines up here on Beis Mabeis. Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, right, as is a kasha on which one? Maybe both of them. Let's see. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mashkin beis ha-shlochem b'moed uva shvias. You are allowed to water this beis ha-shlochem, this field, if you remember from yesterday, this field that needs to be watered, this field that needs to be irrigated on Chol HaMoed, and you are also allowed to do it during Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Bishlam b'moed misham derechu. I understand why you might have thought it's aser, right, that you have to tell me that it is motzer, because ein echanami, it is a lot of tircha, but umakum seder shor rabbanan. But Chazal, if you remember yesterday, right, the Chazal allowed umakum hefsed, if there's any issue that you may come to lose a lot of lose the field, right, because this type of field that needs to be watered all the time, so that if you wouldn't water it, you might lose it. So that Chazal allowed you to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now again, I didn't mention it yesterday because I didn't give a shir yesterday, but there is a debate in terms of whether this iser malacha on Chol HaMoed is daraisa or darabana. Now daraisa, it could be. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemaras and Chagiga talk about that it's daraisa. And on the other side, the flip side, the Rishonim say, well, we see in our Gemaras that Chazal made all these leniencies for malacha on Chol HaMoed, implying that it's derabanan, and all the psukim that we quote would be a smachta ba'alma, just the smachta, just kind of like a support for the din derabanan. So the Rishonim go both ways, but just you should be aware, it is a machlokas whether the isa malacha on Chol HaMoed is derais or derabanan. Okay, either way, so the Gemara says, right, meaning I understand, meaning that's not the kasha. The kasha, I understand why they ask to tell me that's mutter on Chol HaMoed, because right, Chazal were matarid, because it's a makam hefsid. El Shvias, but if you're telling me that watering, right, watering is a malacha of Choreshers or Zoreah, right, depending on who you hold like, So why is it mutter in Shemitah, right? Bein lamad amar zoreya, bein lamad arachor, right? According to either Rabba or Yosef, so zoreya v'charisha b'shvias mishari, who says that those things are not mutter, they're Shemitah. So Rabbi, Amar Abai says, two possible answers, Abai and Rava. Amar Abai says, first of all, b'shvias manazeh, we're talking about Shemitah derabanan. Who cares? What's the difference if Shemitah is derabanan? If you look at Rashi, right, Shemitah b'sman hazeh derabanan, for Rebbe, and it's Rebbe's Shita, who holds it to Rabbanan, and what's the key point? Umilsa depsei d'shor Rabbanan. Once you tell me that it's a din Rabbanan, that we're only holding the mitzvahs of Shemitah nowadays derabanan, so Chazal are able to play with that. And b'makom hefseh, just like by Chol HaMoed, right, if there's a hefseh, if you're going to really lose the field, so then Chazal allowed you to do that during Shemitah. How do you know Rebbe holds that it's derabanan? So the Gemara says, right, for Rebbe, it's Rebbe's Shita, the Tanya is willing to rise, Rebbe Omer v'tzed dvar Shemitah Shamot, right? This is right during Shemitah, you should have a Shemitah. So what does that mean? So B'Shmei Shemitah is at the cost of Medaber. So the Pasuk is telling us that there are two types of Shemitah. Acha Shemitah is Karka, Acha Shemitah is Ksafim. One is resting the land that is famous, and one is Shemitah is Ksafim, which actually happens at the end of Shemitah. And anytime someone has a debt, someone has to owe somebody money, so that is canceled. That is canceled at the end of Shemitah. And that is, as the Gemara says, right? B'smashi atamashamid karka, atamashamid ksafim, b'smashi yitamashamid karka, yitamashamid ksafim, right? Those two go hand in hand. So if you can't do one, right, you can't do the others. You can't do the other. So now, since nowadays, right, we don't have, what's it called? We don't have... the halacha of Shemitah's karka midaraisa, because Am Yisrael is not an Eretz Yisrael, right? We're not most of it, or anyway. So therefore that doesn't apply. Meaning the two don't go hand in hand. Problem is, one second. Meaning that has to go. One second. So really, the drasha here is meaning that's really. I'm just a little confused, only because. What Rebbe is really trying to say that Yovel is not Daraisa nowadays, and therefore, since Yovel doesn't apply, Shemitah doesn't apply Midaraisa, what does Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka have to do with Yovel? Both of those apply during Shemitah. Hold on. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I just paused the recording just so I could look up the parallel Gemara's in. If you can get in Kiddushin, so there's a little bit more clear that Rebbe holds that if Bnei Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael, so not only does Yovel not apply, but Shemitah also does not apply as well. So therefore, once you're telling me that Shemitah does not apply, since Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, the Rov Bnei Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, so both Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim does not apply, and therefore that means Shemitah nowadays is Derabanan, and therefore, as we pointed out in Rashi, right, the Chazal can already make this distinction between certain malachas and say that certain things are mutter for davar ha'avid. Okay, that's Abaye's answer. Rava, Amar Rava says, afilu tim rabbanan, that you can even say that our Mishnah is the rabbanan who say that Shemitah is the Araisa. And avos azar achmana, but told those lo azar achmana, that only the avos malacha are azar, but the toldos, anything that the subcategories of malacha, so then that is not azar. Dichtiv, how do you know that's true? The pasuk says, meaning again on Hilchos Shabbos, right? Avos and toldos are usher equally across the board, but by Shemitah, according to Rava, right, they are not. As the pasuk says, the dichtiv shana shviis Shabbos Shabbosoni el aretz, right? Saducha lo sizra. Pasuk continues, charmacha lo sizmor, right? As sefiach kitzircha lo sizor, as invein zirecha lo sizor, shana sabashon tzi el aretz. So mechlis, let's see. Zmira bechal zuria. Excuse me. Zmira, which you say in the next pasuk, right? Or at least at the end of this pasuk, right? Charmachal zizmor. The Gemara didn't actually quote it, but zmira bechal zuria. Zmira is pruning. And that's included in planting. Ubetzira bechal ktzira, and right sadachal lusivtor. That's included in ktzira in reaping. So the ma'ilchasa kasivnu rachmana. So why did therefore the Torah write that? Right, the Memra, many they're included. They're toldos of the avos that we mentioned. So the Memra, the honey toldos mechayev, achakrina lo mechayev. To teach me that, no, only these toldos you're chayev, but for others you are not. So therefore, that's how you know that the only specific toldos you're chayev for, and therefore watering would be mutter. So the Gemara says, I have a lo, is that really true? V'atani didn't learn their b'risa. Is it really true that other toldos, right, you're not chayev on shmita? V'atani didn't learn their b'risa. So the chalos is more of it. Sizra v'charma kolos sizmor. So in the elas ria v'zimor. That only teaches me that planting and pruning, right, are azar. So minan le nikosh v'idur l'chisuach. Those are different types of of pruning, weeding, and hoeing, and cutting, etc. So how do you know that those are usher? The Talmud Lomar. So therefore the Pasuk says, right, Sadecha lo, karmecha lo. Right, lo kol malacha sheba sadecha, lo kol malacha sheba karmecha. Right, not all work is usher in your field, and not all work is usher in your vineyard. But it's minayin she'in mekarsin ve'in mezardin. No, sorry. I apologize. That's not what it means. It means that all the malacha in your field is no good, and all the malacha in your vineyard is also no good. We're going to see in a second that's not exactly true, which is why I need you to the other way to understand that. But no, it means that no malacha is mutter in your field, and no malacha is usher in your vineyard. Minayin she'in mekarsin and ve'im mezardin ve'im mefaskin. Be'ilan, how do you know that applies to a tree? I mean, those are the equivalent works. If you're talking about pruning and weeding and hoeing, etc., that's the equivalent. Those are the equivalents by a tree. So tamalom masar dechalo karma chalo. So too, right? That's the drasha from that pasuk. Lo kol malacha sheba masar dechalo lo kol malacha sheba karmacha. Right? Again, no work is allowed, whether you're in your field or your vineyard. Menayin she'ein mezavlin vein mevarkin vein ma'avkin vein ma'ashna be'ilan. And how do you know you can't do these things by a tree? Mezavlin is putting fertilizer. Mevarkin is to take away stones. Ma'avkin is to put dust on the roots. And ma'ashna is to put smoke to get out any bugs. So the Talmud Pasuk says, Sadecha lo is karmecha lo, right? You can't do it. No in your field and no in your vineyard. Right? Kol malacha sheba sadecha v'kol malacha sheba karmecha lo. Right? You're not allowed to do any work, right, in your field or vineyard. Yachol lo yikashkesh tagas azizdim. So you might have thought you're also not allowed to yikashkesh to hoe under your olives. V'lo yadur tagas agafanim, or hoe underneath your vineyards. V'lo yamalei nekavim mayim, and you can't fill in holes with water. V'lo yase ugios legefanim, and you can't make ugios. Obviously, does not mean cookies, right? It means can't make these holes around the grapevines also to make sure that the roots grow and they get water. So therefore, Tamalama the pasuk therefore says sadecha lo sizra, that you're not allowed to plant zriya bechalal haisa. Meaning we already mentioned that you're not allowed to plant. So v'lama yatsa. So why does it say that specifically, that you're not allowed to plant in Shemitah? So v'hakish aleha, to make a hekesh. Lomar l'cha, to tell you, mazriya miyuchedes avoda shebesoda v'sheba kerem. Just like planting is something that you do in both a field and a vineyard. So av kol shehi avoda shebesoda v'sheba kerem. So too, anything that is both done in the field and the vineyard, that is auster, but anything not like, I guess, hoeing under olive trees and, you know, all this stuff, all the digging on the holes in the grapevines and the, whatever, that's those last list of malachos, right, those are actually mutter. But again, the kasha that we're really bringing here is that, what do you mean watering is not auster? That you only have specific toldos that are auster, right? We just listed a bunch of toldos that are not auster, right? So what do you mean that all the other toldos are azar, and you're telling me that they're mutter? So the Gemara says, "Enechanami," that the other toldos are midra bonan. That's what the Gemara says. Across machtav alma, and really they're just using the pasuk as a backup. But really, midaraisa, only the planting and the choresh and the pruning. That is only the stuff. Only the stuff we mentioned in the pasuk. That's what's azar midaraisa, and then everything else comes from midra bonan. Okay, fine. And the Gemara just points out, if we have a kishkosh b'shvias mishari, really you're allowed to do this hoeing under olives, right, that we mentioned in the last thing, right? The last thing we said, lachol yachol lo yikash keish takas azizim. You might have thought that this hoeing underneath olive trees is mutter, but the Gemara says, really, is it really mutter? Right, v'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk says, v'ashvias tishmetena unetashta, right, you have to leave the land alone, it says it twice, tishmetena unetashta, right, leave it alone. So what does that mean? Tishmetena mila kashkesh, unetashta mila sakel, right, it means you should not hoe, and you should not, lasakel is a, right, lashon skila, right, you shouldn't take out any of the rocks from the trees. So it is aser to hoe under the olives. So this is part of one of the sectors where it really helps to be a farmer. Obviously, I'm not so familiar with all this stuff. Anyway, Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, so Trei Kishkush Havi. No, actually, Tzvei Dinim, as the briskers like to say, there are two types of hoeing. Right, Chad Avruye Ilone, one of them takes out, Avruye Ilone takes out the space around the trees. V'chad Stume Pile, one, stone pile is to cover the cracks, I mean, to cover the roots, meaning to kind of, I guess, heal or fix up a hole in the roots. Vruy ilan aser, right, and so to cut around the ground, around the tree is aser, because again, that's just kind of to maintain the tree's health. But stumi pili shari, but to get to cover the root. That's just like to improve the land. I mean, the other one is mutter, right? I mean, that's the stumi pili shari. If the cracks, if the roots are have cracks, the tree's going to die. So that's a big hefset. So that's how you're allowed to kind of fill in the holes in the roots, but you're not allowed to actually just make the grounds nice around the trees. Okay, vayter. Itmar it was said, Acharish b'shvias, if you plow during Shemitah, right, we kind of view plowing as like the pinnacle, the penultimate iser to perform during Shemitah, but actually it's not really mentioned in the pasuk. So therefore the pasuk, the Gemara is machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, chad amar loka, chad amar ein loka. It's machlokas whether, right, that you are allowed, that you get malchus. But again, now in Echonami, it is mentioned when the pasuk says "becharisha v'chatzir tishbos," right? You should rest from plowing and harvesting. So that is mentioned, but that's mitzvah saseh, right? Again, that's a positive mitzvah to rest, right? We don't get malchus for a positive mitzvah, right? When it talks about don't do all those malachas, right? All those psukim we just quoted, it doesn't mention plowing. So do you get malchus? Now, in Echonami, it'd be violating of mitzvah saseh, but do you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah? So like as we just said, it's malchus Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar on one hand, and Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, whether it's mother or not, right? It's frustrating when the Gemara doesn't pick a side, but okay. One of them says it's mother, one of them says it's not. Lema de Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Lo Kamifugi. Maybe they're arguing in the following halacha of Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Lo. Now, a little bit of background before we dive into this, because the Gemara is not really going to spell this out so much. There are two ways to darshan out the Torah. Well, there are many ways to darshan out the Torah, but two specific ones that you need to know right now is the phrase is very similar, but the result is very different. One is called the klal uprat, and one is called the klal uprat uklal. Right? We mentioned that in Rabbi Yishmael, right? Nobody probably pays attention when they say it, which is okay, but every day. Maybe now you pay attention. So our klal uprat is like this. The Torah says a general rule, then it says a specific rule. So the halacha is that we go based on the specific rule, right? We take anything that's similar to the specific rule. Once you have a klal uprat uklal, right, so then it's much more expansive. Then it kind of we go based on the general rule, and the prat is just an example. Meaning that the prat inside of a klal uprat uklal is just an example, but really the rule is much more expansive. Now the kasha is whenever you have a klal uprat uklal where the klal and the prat are not similar, as we're going to see in 1 second, like you have an ase and a los ase. So does that constitute a klal uprat uklal, or is that a klal uprat? And again, the difference is very important, because if you're doing a klal uprat uklal, so then they're much more expansive halachos, and the prat, the example, is just one example of these halachos. If you're doing a klal uprat, so then the only halacha that's going to apply is anything that is very specific to the prat, anything that is very uniquely similar to the example given in the Chumash. So maybe this machlokas is Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Eloi. Dam Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Eloi. Right? If the general rule is a mitzvah's ase, and the prat, the example, is a los ase, right? So then, ain't that also b'chlal uprat uklal? Then we don't apply klal uprat uklal, right? And then, right, again, we're going to use the klal uprat more specifically. So basically, what do you have over here? Because again, just to quote the pasuk, you have b'shana shavi is shabbos shabboson yel haaretz shabbos l'shem. That's a klal, right? We have a concept of shemitah. Right, but it's a mitzvah asay, right? It's a mitzvah to rest. Right? Again, we said the klal is an asay, right? If you're just following along the Gemara. The prat is a los asay. What does it say right after that? Sadech halosizra v'karma halosizmor. Right? Don't do this. Don't do planting. Don't do your field. You should not plant. And your vineyard, you should not prune. Right? And then it says again, right? There's going to be a shemitah. So that's a klal uprat uklal, where the klal is a mitzvah asay, but the prat is a mitzvah los asay. So according to Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Eloi, right, that is not going to be a klal uprat uklal. That's going to be a prat uklal. And therefore, back in the Gemara, man d'amar loka, if you say you get malchus, so less likely the Rabbi Avin, I'm Rabbi Eloi, right? We're not going to say, he does not hold this, meaning that really he holds it is a klal uprat uklal, and therefore we're going to include many other halachos, right? The halacha is going to be much more expansive. It's going to include many other examples like choresh, like plowing, right, into this halacha. Right? Therefore, the prat is only a small example of the many halachos that are included in this klal uprat uklal, and therefore plowing gets malchus because it's included in this din of Shemitah. Madamar ain't a loka, but according to the one who says you don't get malchus, so isli with Rabbi Avin. He does hold Rabbi Avin's shita, and he holds that this is not a klalu prat a klal, but a klalu prat, and therefore it's only the specific halachos mentioned in the pasuk that are going to actually get you malchus and are going to actually apply over here. So Gemara says, well, with all that background, forget what I just said. Never mind. But the kuli alma less light. With Rabbi Avin, Am Rabbi Eli. Really, nobody holds like that. Or either, either, what was it, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, neither of them hold like that. Right, Mandamar Lokesh Shavir. Okay, so the one who says you get Malkus, that works, because it's Klal Par Klal, right, and therefore Harisha is included in the examples that we gave, and you're going to get Malkus for violating Shemitah. Mandamar Eina Loka, but according to the one who says you don't get Malkus, he would say to you, Michti Zimira Bechal Zuriya, Vitzir Bechal Ktzira. We said before, right, pruning is included in planting, and the betzira, which is taking grapes, that's the next thing that the pasuk mentions, right, that's included in reaping. So why do you have to tell me, right? Those are both toldas of the previous avos. So why do you have to tell me that? Why does the pasuk say them specifically? Only chayiv for those specific toldos and not other toldos. I isn't choresh, isn't plowing, and av malacha. So I don't have a good answer for you. But the Gemara basically says that, no, you're only going to get Malkus for those toldos. I guess it probably means avos, but also. And those malachos, and you're not going to be chayv Malkus for any other malachos. Aye, velo, is that really true? V'atani didn't learn the b'raisa. Sadechalosiz v'vachar mechalosiz more. Right, again, ainli elezeor v'zimor. Right, that only, you only teaches me that you're not allowed to either plant or prune. Minayinle either the kishkush kubachisuach. Again, this is what we just quoted. Literally, the whole thing. We just quoted this whole brisa, right? And the Gemara is basically going to ask, aren't these other things usher as well? And the Gemara is going to answer once again. Literally, it's an exact copy of the Gemara we learned before. The Gemara is going to answer that those things are usher midera abanan. Okay, so let's just read through it because it's literally the same quote. Ainle elazeir vizimor minayinle either the kishkush kubachisuach. How do you know those things are usher? Tamalam or sadachal lo karmachal lo. Okay, lo kol malacha shabzatachav lo kol malacha shabkarmachal. You're not allowed to do any work either in your field or in your vineyard. How do you know you can't do all those same malachas, the equivalents, by a tree? Right? You're not allowed to do any malacha in your field or your vineyard. How do you know you can't do your fertilizer and you can't take away the stones and you can't smoke out any of the bugs? Maybe you might have thought that those actions are also usher, right? That's the hoeing under olive trees that we talked about before, and the holes with water, etc. Therefore, the pasuk says that you're not allowed to plant your field. So didn't we mention that planting was already usher? So lama yatsta, why does it give you that example, right? Right, again, only something that's going to be done both in a field and a vineyard is going to be usher. And I, meaning but something that's not done in a field and a vineyard is going to be mutter. Okay, so those last few examples are mutter, but tachlis is, we talked about all these other things that are usher. So why did you tell me that only those specific toldos are usher, not anything else? I think my answer is, again, midrabanan, all those examples we just gave were midrabanan, across machad ba'alma, right? That's only, that's just using the pasuk as a backup. Okay, full stop. Not new topic, but different topic. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, right? So again, obviously, when somebody comes in the Talmud Bible, it means he came from Eretz Yisrael. So Amar, he said, Yachal Yilke ala Tosefes, v'nasiv la Talmud l'Ptura. You might have thought that you get Malkus for the Tosefes, for the extra, v'nasiv la Talmud l'Ptura, but the Gemara, but the Braises, they teach us that you're actually Aser. And Rav Dimi, meaning that's the statement that Rav Dimi had, and then he said, parenthetically, and I actually have no idea what those two things are, right? Kind of important. I don't know what he's talking about when he says Tosefes, and I don't know what he's talking about when he says Talmudah. I mean, I don't know what this Tosefes that is Aser, and I don't know what this Talmudah is that teaches me that it's actually motor. So Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities, right? What exactly we're talking about. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, Charisha, right? We're talking about plowing. Ve'alchi gomar, and this is what it means. Yochel, you might have thought yilke al harisha. You might have thought you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah. Da'asim klal uprado klal, because you might have thought, as we just said before, that there's a klal uprado klal that includes harisha and all those other examples in the pasuk. Because when you have a klal uprado klal, it means it's a very expansive halacha, and you have more than the examples that are just given. V'nas lav talmud l'ftura. But we had a drasha. We had this learning that teaches me that's not true. Dim kain kol ani prat lamali. And as we said before, like if you really do get malchus, why did the Torah give all those examples? Many pashas is that it's not included. That really all those examples are very specific. So again, basically that, or this is why we brought this discussion, because Rabbi Lazar said it, he's referring to the whole discussion that we just had in Amud Aleph, that you might have thought harisha, that plowing is malchus, you get malchus on Shemitah Talmalomar, right? All that learning that we just did that says that you don't actually get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, again, this is, if you remember, these are the two Manda Amars who argued, right, whether you get malchus for plowing, right? So that makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yomim Sheh Osifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, we're talking about nothing to do with plowing on Shemitah. It's talking about Tosefes Shvius. That really, obviously, Shemitah starts at Rosh Hashanah, if you remember from Sefes Rosh Hashanah. But really, the Chazal added on certain extra days, meaning a certain period of time where you're not allowed to do the malachos for Shemitah, as you're going to see, right? There's halacha Moshe Misina, and then there was Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But there's some extra days. There's the Sefes Shvius. There's an extra add-on to Shemitah that is added by Chazal. Ve'alchi kamar. This is what he means to say. Yochel yilke al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. You might have thought, it really means Tosefes Shvius, but you might have thought you get malchus for working the land before Rosh Hashanah. Because again, we learned out from that pasuk that you're not allowed to, you know, do harisha plowing, ktsira reaping. So and Chazal, the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us that you're actually putter, as we're going about to explain. My yomim l'shilafnei Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? What are these days before Rosh Hashanah? The Kitznan, like it learns in the Mishnah, right? Mishnah, the beginning of Shvius. Ad masay chorshin besada ilan erev shvius. How long do you have? Well, how long are you allowed to plow in a tree field, right, on erev shmita, right, in the sixth year? Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai says kol zman sheyavel apri, as long as it's good for the fruit, and as Rashi says over here, the fruit growing in the sixth year, meaning that the plowing will still help the fruits that are growing in the sixth year. Beis Hillel omrim ad atzeres, right, Beis Hillel says until shavuos and krovin divrei elu the leos kedivrei elu, and those time periods are very, very close. Right, obviously Beis Shammai a little bit more machmir, right, but those are very, very close. Kan masai chorshin steho lavan erev shavuos. Now a white field is referring to a field of grain because from the distance it looks like it's white. How long do you have to plow a regular grain field in erev shavuos? So misha tikhla halecha, from when the lecha, from the wetness, from when the moisture stops, i.e., as Rashi says, when it stops raining, right, from or shortly thereafter, right, shekalin yishamim shalshana shishas, Rashi says, v'chol zman shebnei adam chosha lita mikshos umidlos, and as long as people are still plowing, right, in order to plant like gourds and stuff like that. Rabbi Shimon says, "Imkein nasnash Torah shiur l'chol echad v'echad v'yado." Well, Rabbi Shimon says, "Well, if that's true, I mean, if you tell me it's as long as people are still planting their gourds, so then nasata the v'recha l'shiurin, right? We like to have fixed halakos, not just when everybody stops and it depends on each person. So Ella, rather, no, b'stei alav not a Pesach, b'stei ilan not a Tzeres. So rather, he says, you know, fixed time is a regular field isn't until Pesach." And a tree field is until Shavuos. Okay, fine. So that's what we're talking about over here. You might have thought you get malchus for that, and the drashas are going to tell us that you don't actually get malchus. That Rabbi Gamliel actually got rid of these two time periods, and you can actually plow up until, all right, well, we'll see in a second, not up until Rosh Hashanah proper, but up until closer to Rosh Hashanah. What are you talking about? Rabbi Gamliel got rid of a takana of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? I don't remember the first daf of Megillah. Right? Tanam went into the Mishnah. Ain Beis Din Yachal Levatal Devre Beis Din Chaveru Elam Kein Galu Menu V'Chachma Minyan. You have to be greater in Chachma and in Minyan, right, to be Mevatal a previous Beis Din takana, right? First daf of Megillah. How in the world could they do that? So Itshum, Ishtomim, Kishadachada, sorry, Ishtomim Kishadachada, Kishadachada. Rabbi Yavo was quiet for a second, and he said to him, I gotta tell you, it must be that was the tznai. That was the tznai between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when they made this halakha. Kol harotze levatel yavo uvatel. Anybody who wants to get rid of this can get rid of it, because otherwise I got nothing for you. Because otherwise there's no other way they could have actually gotten rid of this din. And again, that whatever, if they see a need for it, you can get them about it. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Did who he? Right? What, one second. This whole concept of Tosefes Shvius, right, is there a Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel's takana that they can just get rid of if they want? Halacha Mishvisina you. If you remember, right, we already mentioned this at the beginning of, what did we mention? Rosh Hashanah, maybe. Right, this is Halacha Mishvisina. The Dama Rabbi Azir, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas, Beis Chorsan. I said, Eser Netios. Oh, that's not in Beis. Where was that? That was in, maybe started in Erevin. Where I'm trying to find the, what's it called? Vav goes, where does this go, my Gemara? I was way off. Sukkah, a couple places in Sukkah, and once the beginning of Tinus. Okay, it says in Zvachim also, if we haven't learned that this cycle. Okay, way off. Tov, either way, the Gemara says that Eser Nedios, Arava, and Nisach HaMayim, okay, that makes sense why it'd be in Sukkah. Right, okay, probably should have figured that out. Eser Nedios, Arava, Nisach HaMayim, all those three things are Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's Eser Nedios? We said that depends on if you have a small field, right, if with 10 small plantings of trees. Right, you're allowed to plow that right all the way up until Shemitah, but really beforehand you're not allowed to plant, right? Meaning a month before you're not allowed to plow a field. That's a lachol moshe sinai, that the whole concept of the seven shviyas that you'll have to add onto shviyas. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hagemir, shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So that's, as I just said, right? The halachol moshe sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. V'asu hani takun. Asuhani, and these two takun mipezach v'atzeres, and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel made right for a field. Of grain is from Pesach, and from field of trees it's from Shavuos. And that was the tnai. That when they said they're allowed to nullify that, right? They're not allowed to be mevatel that, right? Anybody who wants to be mevatel that takana, that's what they were talking about. That they can, you can be mevatel the Pesach and the Shavuos stuff, but 30 days before, that's where you look at Moshe Sinai, right? And that has to be abided by regardless. Okay, fine. We're going to kasha this. We're going to ask a question on this next, right? Ohani Hilkson in here. That's the next little piece over here. But we'll leave that for tomorrow. And all right, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.